He let another long moment go by before he finally spoke. "I could give you something to remember me by," he said softly. He turned fully around in the chair, taking her hand and bringing it down to his lips until they feathered against her knuckles. His gaze met hers, his intent clear. "Something more than just a kiss," she whispered. "Aye, lass. Something more." She did not move away. She did not show outrage or insult, but simply closed her eyes as his tongue came out to touch her knuckles. First one, then the next, moving down her hand all the way to her little finger. He turned her hand over and kissed the underside of her wrist. Nerissa's eyes opened wide. Captain O'Deva merely smiled and looked up at her through his long, long lashes. And then his lips moved down the heel of her hand, past her palm and out to the tip of her little finger, and once there, pulled it deeply into his mouth and sucked it hard. Nerissa flushed, the breath catching in her throat. Sensation gathered in her nipples, between her legs. And now Captain O'Deva was getting to his feet, unbuttoning his long blue and white uniform coat, taking it off and putting it over the back of the chair he'd just vacated. He turned and reached for her. She all but plunged into his embrace. Desire flared like fuel on a bonfire, her female body responding to his tough, hardened male one, which made her feel deliciously small and protected, which smelled good, which felt good, which was good, as she allowed herself to be pulled close to it, and his arms, thick, brawny, hopelessly powerful arms, a man's arms, went around her. Her man's arms. She felt herself growing warm and wet between her legs as she pressed herself against him. The bar of his forearm was an iron vice around her back, his hand against her shoulder blades, and now following the curve of her spine, cupping her buttocks and pressing the length of her up against his own. Oh, damn him. Damn herself how she wanted him, craved him. Ached for the touch of his skin against hers, the feel of him against her, inside her, all around her. He was giving her that, but it did nothing to soothe that craving and only made it worse, pushing her towards something she sensed she did not understand. She caught her lip and pressed her forehead against his chest, flushing hot with longing as his finger traced the seam of her bottom through the breeches, and moved purposefully down to that insatiable place between her legs, wiping it, pressing it through the breeches. Nerissa sank down against his fingers, the craving becoming unbearable. His hands drifted to her hips, pulling her back onto unsteady feet. She did not protest. Her eyes drifted shut, and a soft moan came from deep within her throat as she wound her arms around his neck and, raising herself on tiptoe, met his lips with her own. This was not a tame, chaste kiss like the one she'd known from Perry. Oh no, this was a harsh, demanding, take-no-prisoners onslaught of his mouth against her own, his body against hers, fierce and unrelenting and driving her head back even as his hand, again rubbing her bottom through the breeches and causing her to go dizzy with sensation, forced her closer and closer until she was pinned against the hard swelling in his breeches. The feel of that thick, rigid flesh against her own femininity, his mouth forcing her lips apart until his tongue drove between her teeth and sought her own, the brutal strength of his arm behind her back, all hazed together in a whirling blur of sensation, and she pressed her breasts hard against him, pushing her fingers up into the wild, unruly locks of his hair.